They insult us in an attempt to gaslight us, and we will not stand for it. They want to replace history with lies. How is it that anyone could suggest that in the midst of these atrocities, that there was any benefit to being subjected to this level of dehumanization?
That's what I wanted. No one's saying slaves benefited from slavery. No one's saying that slaves benefited from being torn out of their continent, stuffed into deadly slave ships, and brutalized by their masters. No one's saying that. Anyone who read the curriculum knows that. Primetime read it. It's a rich, thorough, and rigorous curriculum, which covers over 400 years of the black experience with slavery. Now, one element in this year-long course covers how, quote, slaves developed skills which, in some instances, could be applied for their personal benefit. Instruction includes trades performed by slaves, blacksmithing, carpentry, agricultural work, that through their resilience and aptitude were able to develop under horrific conditions, and then by their freedom are also used to benefit their families once they're freed. Now, there's nothing controversial about that. That's historical fact. Even CNN says Kamala's lying.
Well, it's amazing to me that how little Kamala Harris apparently has to do, that she can read something on Twitter one day and be on an airplane the next to make something literally out of nothing. This is a completely made-up deal. I looked at the standards. I even looked at an analysis of the standards in every instance where the word slavery or slave was used. I even read the statement of the African-American scholars that wrote the standards, not Ron DeSantis, but the scholars. Everybody involved in this says this is completely a fabricated issue. And yet, look how quickly Kamala Harris jumped on it.